Blog Talk Radio.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Tell me what you want. Is that what you want?
You are listening to the Honey Suite on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Tell me what you want. You like that, baby?
It's thickly packed. It's full of flavor.
That's what you want.
Listeners, call in 805-830-8320. This is your hostess, La Crush Harsh.
Yes, yes, y'all. To the beach, y'all. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Phone Fantasy Radio. I'm your hostess, the mostess, Miss La Crush Harsh. And it is the third Full of Flavor Tuesdays for 2015, which means we are crushing after dark, which I might add is my favorite time of the month. All right, all right, all right. Before we get all naughty and such, let me first send a special thank you to our Indie Blast featured artist of last night on Musically Inclined, The Force, a.k.a. Force Dog, Curtis Dane, and Inspire Walker. They came to the airwaves. They brought such positive energy to the show, and we had a good time. So big thanks for supporting us here at Phone Fantasy Radio, and we're definitely going to follow up with them while we get into the new year. They definitely got big plans for 2015. So we would love to follow up with them and find out, you know, how they're doing. So big shout outs and thank you to all of them. Also, if you are an independent artist, an author, a service provider, event promoter, model, whatever, we invite you to be a featured guest on Phone Fantasy Radio. Also, to the independent artists, we are always in search of new music to feature here. Hip-hop, R&B, spoken word, jazz, et cetera, et cetera. You can visit our website, www.phonefantasyradio.com, to submit your music for airplay consideration. Remember, we have three live shows, Sunday at 7 p.m., is the Brick House, Monday and Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We got the 24/7 live stream, which is streaming right now as we speak, on a front page. And we also have the Miss Harsh Power Hour, which I feature on there. And it's basically an hour of me just showcasing one of my favorite playlists. So one thing about Phone Fantasy Radio, you will be heard. Oh, and by the way, for all those that are mobile friendly, you can check out the Phone Fantasy Radio weekly on-air newsletter. A glance at what's to come. Always include the latest announcements, updates, and more. So you can subscribe to that. You can download our free Mo app now. Get the latest news, updates, and even on-demand episodes of Phone Fantasy Radio. We are Android, BlackBerry, Apple, iTunes, Amazon, Kindle, Fire Phone. We are connected, folks. And let's not forget, if you go to the website, you can get the links and all that information and more. Phone Fantasy Radio. Search us. Google Play. Go to the search. Type in Phone Fantasy Radio. I'm definitely about my business here, Phone Fantasy Radio. Anywho. Let's move it right along. Just move it right along. Like I said earlier, it is Crushing After Dark. This is our grown and sexy segment. We talk about our thing. This is for a mature audience only, 18 and over. Have your parents' permission, but 18 and over, hide your kids, you know. Put the headphones in, because I don't try to bite my tongue, and I definitely don't like my listeners to bite their tongue. So you can always support. Give us a call tonight, 805-830-8320. Press 1, and then I know you'd like to tune in live and leave a comment or such. So definitely do that. Okay, so it's Crushing After Dark. It's the third Tuesday of the month. And basically tonight, we want to have a stimulating exploration into what the kink. I try to be creative. it's a discussion on the different types of worship fetishes. I mean, it seems like to me, I don't know of anybody else, but it seems like to me, every body part is a fetish. It's worship. Everybody has their own favorite body part. Listen, I'm going to let y'all know like this. Y'all know, if you're tuned to the show, if you know of the Crush Hearts, you know, I do the phone sex thing. I do the webcam thing. I do the balloon thing. That blew my mind. That's a fetish, you know. Foot fetish. Somebody told me they had a tongue fetish. Cock fetish. Ass fetish. Yeah, it's crazy. Underarm fetish. Listen. I done been asked to do a lot of different things, and I will definitely share my experience with you. I have no problems doing that. But I want to hear from you. What are your thoughts on the different fetishes out there? Well, you know what? Let's go ahead, take a break. You know, get your bearings, go get your cup of water because it's about to get raunchy. We just got to explore things. And when we come back, I want to start off with a foot fetish. Do you have one? Do you know somebody one? I got a couple of stories for y'all. I'm very ticklish on the feet. That's all I'm saying. we're getting all steamy and high, so let's take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to start Crushing After Dark.
Touch yourself. In a place called Loveland. When you do that for me, there's the fire we make. When you say my name, Raheem, that's the fire we make. Like a moth to a flame, the fire we make. Remix. Listen.
Hey baby, how you doing tonight? I wanna let you know. I wanna tell you just how. Turn this darkness to light from the fire we made.
Hey, welcome to Full Fantasy Radio, Crushing After Dark, and Raheem Devon, Fire We Make rendition. You know, we just had to take a break, catch our breath, set the mood. You know, that's what I'm trying to do. That's what I'm trying to do. Big shout out to the 913 who's tuned in, the 619 across the pond. We have Russ, Brick, some other folks in the chat room. By all means, sign up. I'm in the chat room. I'm there. Big shout out to Rick, also in the chat room with us. And a shout out to Tim. Tim was on Facebook, said he would tune in, so shout out to him. And much respect and love for the support. Okay, so here's the deal. And the deal is, in the words of my friend Chris, we're talking about what the kink. And tonight our discussion is about body part fetishes, pretty much. Let me just cut it down like that. Body part fetishes. And I thought I'd start from the bottom and work my way up. All right. So in my experience, it feels like every body part can be a fetish. The attraction, the feel, the desire. And I thought, let's have a conversation about this. You know, whether you're vanilla, I know our ladies, then, you know, especially if you are on social media, you're exposed to this stuff. You are. You're on social media, you're exposed, especially in a place like Facebook. You connect with the right person, you get exposed to all different types. So here it is. The foot fetish, a sexual interest in the feet or footwear. Okay, so the attraction could be the shape and size of the foot, the toes, the length, long toes, short toes, polished toenails, high arches, soles. You can have jewelry decoration. You know, they have a toe ring, ankle bracelet, et cetera, et cetera. Treatments such as pedicures and foot massages, whether barefoot, whether you wear flip-flops, the odor or, you know, the sensory attraction to it, the smell in the foot, licking it, kissing, tickling, biting, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, when I first heard it, my head went, huh? Right? My mind went, huh? I'm in that life, you know. Y'all know about all that. Y'all know about all that. So here's the thing. I've had a couple of folks actually interested in my feet. Good Lord, why are they interested in my crocodile paws? I do not know. But they are. You know, they wanted to. I'm very ticklish. My feet are very ticklish. They don't stink, though. That's when they roll eyes at me because they don't stink. But I'm telling you, my crusty westies, I don't know what in the world could possess them. What possessed them? But they are. They, I don't know what it is about it, but, you know. And the thing that bugs is they want you to take your feet, put them together, and basically give them a foot job. Instead of a hand job, you jerk them off with your feet. I've had that happen. I've had guys want to rub on them, and you know, as they rub it on them, they're beating off, and I'm on my feet, and, you know, God just came from that. Yes. They came just from rubbing on my feet. Just for rubbing on my feet, he came. Literally, he came. So I'm like, who am I to deny you that, right? And I had to ask myself, the kink. Y'all know I do webcamming and I do the phone sex thing. I've had people ask me to buy high heels so they can see me, because I don't really do high heel thing. I don't trust myself in high heels. I'm a very clumsy walker, so I don't trust myself in high heels. So they'll ask you to buy high heels. They want me to take pictures on them. They want me to do the stocking thing, which is another fetish, but that's for a whole new show. You know, they want special socks on and stuff like, listen, I got you. As long as you supply and you pay for what you want, I got you. I'll support your kink. So, you know, I'm asking anybody out there if you're interested in the foot fetish. Ladies, if you're out there, you had somebody interested in your feet, you want to share your story, by all means do so. 805-830-8320. Just press that one. And we can talk about it. Ooh, I see we got a caller. 3377. What's your name and where you calling from? Caller? 3377? Ooh, he hung up. Or she. Wasn't even cute. Can't press one and think I'm not going to. So anyway, back to my crust dusties. Yes, Russ, the crusty wusties. No, Russ, he was at the other end of my body, so he could not give me a facial. Russ, you're obsessed. You have a fetish for facials. You're obsessed with facials. You can't stop talking about them. But that's another story altogether. So, yeah, folks, so if you have a foot fetish, you want to share your thoughts with us, you definitely can. I don't know. I like my feet, but listen, I don't know if I have a fetish, but you're on your back, ladies. Visualize for me for a moment. You're in missionary position. You're on your back. You take your leg. You throw it up on his shoulders. He's deep inside you, and he turns around and sucks on the back of your ankle. Lord, I don't know about that alone got me. Yes, yes, yes. I don't know. That's been my thing lately. Putting my finger in his mouth, that does it for me. Kissing on the calf, that does, I mean, you know, he ain't got to be Dingo, you know, but if he know how to do it right, and yes, that is the that will enhance the stroking. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. It enhances the stroking. I like you. I like you. Have a fetish for it? I think so. I don't think I have a foot fetish. I can't stand feet. I know I can't. That's the only time I enjoy feet. That's the only time. I can't stand feet, but listen, if that's your thing, I am not knocking it. I'm definitely a supporter of your thing. Like, you know, me personally, I don't get it, but, you know, it's each their own. You know, legs, that's a fish. I know that you want to kiss up the legs and stuff like that. You're going to get mid-session. Period. Worship. What is that? What is ass worship? I mean, you just ass? I mean, explain it to me. If you can't explain it to me, I mean, I can explain it to y'all, but that's whack. 805-830-8320. Press 1. I'll let you on. And let's talk about that ass worship. What is the, is it just like big booties and I cannot lie type thing? Or is it more to it? That's what I need to know. I need to know, is there more to ass worship? Is it more of the talking? Is it just men? You know, women into that? I think it is more of the verbal. You know, it's a combination of things, from what I'm understanding. It's a combination of things. Yes, I want to worship your ass, but it's a more of a submissive life, isn't it? Like, you know, you want to be on your knees. You want me to, you know, satisfy that craving of being a submissive, if anything. That's my thought on it with ass worship, like more of being submissive. But I know it gotta be a fetish. It gotta be a fetish. It better be a fetish. Cock worship, penis worship. That has to be a fetish. It gotta be. And I think I have that. It gotta be. Listen, you ever like? I don't know. It's like sometimes the penis, it can be freaking sexy. Like, I don't know. Like, you see, I can't explain it. I can't articulate my words right now because I'm thinking it, but I can't articulate my words. Hold on. Let me take a deep breath. Get my thoughts together because I just got excited thinking about a pretty cock. So, to me, a cock can be pretty. It can be. It could be, well, I like mine, shaven, everything, all the hair is gone, circumcised. I definitely like a circumcised. I don't know, I can't do the extra meat, I like it circumcised, nice, big mushroom head. It can't be skinny at the bottom and big on top. I don't like those droopy ones. It got to have a nice whiff to it. It just looks good. The balls ain't hanging and saggy. Nope, they got to be nice and up there and tight. And you got to know that there's two, not just one bill. I don't know. I think it is. It's so overwhelming that you want to give him head. Like, you don't have to ask me. You ain't got to push my head down there. You ain't got to do nothing. You want to give him head. You want to please him. You want to see his toes curl, his eyes roll to the back of his head. You want to see all that. You want to experience all that because you are just in love with his penis. That's my thoughts on it. Y'all can call me up. Y'all can leave a message. All that good stuff. But that's my thought on it. Cock fetish. Some folks told me, no, that's not what it is. You know, it's more to it than yes, it is more to it as that. But the cock is attached to something. So it's more than just the cock. I mean, why am I talking like that? You know, we don't talk like that, the cock. Well, anyway, it just sounds appropriate at this point, the cock fetish, the fetish, penis, slong, whatever. I'm just saying, it'd be a wonderful, beautiful piece of equipment. Just like you will see somebody with an 8-pack stomach and, you know, all the muscles. That's a muscle. And that can be attractive. Penises are ugly, just like not all feet are ugly. Just ugly when they don't know what to do with it. But, you know, it is what it is. Anyway, I'm going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to finish our conversation about body worship fetishes and so much more. The line is always open, 805-830-8320. Press 1 and join us. Shout out to Russ in the chat room with me, typing all kind of nonsense, trying to distract me. But I'm focused. We're going to be right back.
Yo, we're going to turn the lights off in the booth for this one. Yo, you know how sometimes you wake up, man, and you don't really want breakfast. You want what's laying next to you. Check it out. My goal is to seduce your soul. Liquefy you with my words. Pour you like grits, then lick you from the bowl. And just to make sure I don't miss you, I'ma take my time and sop you up with the biscuits. Now I know I can't make cakes like yours with Bisquick, so I'ma go slow and stir you up with this dick. This is over easy. It's easy like Sunday morning. I'ma serve you a warm plate of orgasms while your breath still stinks and you're still yawning. Breakfast in bed. I don't need a frying pan for this. The sun is beaming. A hot buttered solstice. I intoxicate you like mimosas. I rise with the speed of Pop-Tarts. Covet your breast like each nipple is covered in jam. The red light just came on. You Krispy Kreme, therefore I am. I don't climb on top of you. When I enter your space, I cinnamon roll. And then I place my chocolate crepe in a place the size of a donut hole. See those other guys, they've been Egg McMuffins. They're empty calories, baby girl. They're nothing. My meals are whole. I scatter, cover, and smother all your sensitive body parts. So many endorphins in your blood, it's like Starbucks for your heart. Sweeter than any cereal made by Post. Syrupy French piss, flavored like French toast. Crack your legs like eggs. Line your stomach and put your hips sunny side up. Now enjoy. As I scramble your brains and pancake my hips into your butt. Now excuse me for being rough, but all omelets need to be beat. And besides, when I subside, you'll be happy to be dripping cream of wheat. I'm an all-star special, so when I hit that grand slam, ain't no need to say thanks, ma'am. My apologies to you for interrupting your snoring, but this the only way I know how to say good morning. You know how it is. Sometimes in the mornings, man, you got to get you a good one. She laying there, it's been marinating all night. She looking good. Breath don't smell too good, but she look good. So you got to get it in. That's the way it's got to be. The chemist. The juggernaut. Shout out to Esco. Let's go. Thank you.
looking for a lighthouse. Great deal, you said that it was painless. Down and out, drowning in a sea of my anguish. Funny, you always said hope floats, comprehend it, but I can't cope. So I gotta find my way back, way back to you.
Welcome back to The Honey Suite, Crushing After Dark. I'm your hostess, Miss La Crush Hart. We are in the midst of What the Kink. I'm talking about a little bit of everything: foot fetish, leg fetish, butt fetish, cock fetish, penis fetish, all of the above. If you got it, call us up. Join the conversation. 805-830-8320, the number to call. 805-830-8320. Press that 1. Join us. If you're at the website, we're in a chat room right now. www.phonefantasyradio.com. Scroll to the bottom of the page and it says call with Skype. You can call us free using your computer with Skype. Yeah. That's how we do on Phone Fantasy Radio. We're everywhere right now. Okay, so I was talking about how cock can be ready. I need a male perspective. I'm not getting no male perspective. I need some feedback. I need some feedback. You know, I can talk about it all day. I can throw my experiences out there, but this is an interactive radio show, and I would love for you to interact with me. That's why we got the caller number. We got the Skype. We got the mobile app. We got Facebook. We got Twitter. We got all of that. So basically, you know, join in conversation. Now, here's the deal, and the deal is this. The first track that I played was called Good Morning, and the artist is JG the Juggernaut out of Columbus, Ohio. You can just go ahead and Google him. And I think that's on his first album, My Thoughts, Volume 1, I believe. I think that's the name of it. I don't want to give you wrong. So just go ahead, do a search for JG the Juggernaut. The Juggernaut, he was getting juggernautical, juggernauty, whatever he says. Now, the second track I like of him called Good Morning. That was he's a beast at it. He's a beast at it. His voice. You know what? He got a beard, so all my beard lovers out there. Well, he had one. I don't know if he still got it, but whenever he got one. Nice big old full beard. Yeah. Cute. Just saying. Beards is a fetish. It's a thing now. Beards are in. Beards are in. 805-830-8320, the number to call. So where was I? Okay, so we're back. I'm going back and forth. So we talk about the cock fetish. I said it's possible. It's beautiful. You want to lick it. You want to suck. You want to taste. You think it's going to taste like ice cream because you see it there and it looks just so appealing and pleasing to you. And you want to just devour it. You want to experience it. You want it to be full frontal. Like, that's the dude that get away with trying to slip it in your butt. You know? Here's a dude that can get away. You know, I want my titties wrapped around it. I want my lips wrapped around it. I want all of that. Fuck my ear if you can. You know, here you come, like, type situation. Like, it can get serious. It really can get serious. But here's the deal. Ass worship, is face sitting part of that? I don't know. I need to learn this. I need to learn this. Because I know I do face sitting. Some folks ask me, they wanted me to sit on their face. Hey, why not? it's entertaining to me. It really is. Do I have a fetish? I don't think I have a fetish because I don't want nobody putting their ass on me in my face. But I'm thinking that I enjoy sitting on somebody else's face. I find it entertaining. I tell y'all this all the time. We get kinky and I start sharing my life with y'all and y'all want to throw it up in my face later on. But I'm going to do it anyway. So for those who don't know, I'm going to tell y'all, like, do face sitting. Hence the name La Crush Hearts. I couldn't call myself La Crush Face. Didn't sound cute. So I put hearts there instead of face. But my first name starts with a La and I was sitting on folks' faces. Guys wanted me to sit on their face. Not a problem. I got you. He even took his dining room. He reinforced it by putting an extra piece of wood in the middle of the... Yes, he took the leg part of the legs of the... it was a metal chair with the cushion, you know, regular kitchen chair. He took the legs. He took the bottom piece off. And he did some type of fix into it where it had a bolt and a nut screw, something, whatever, at the front of it. And he used to take his little cars that he had when he was a kid, with a matchbox cars, and he used to take those and, you know, any type of little car, any type of crushable object, and he would want to put it under the chair, and he wanted me to sit in the chair, and he put on his glasses, and he'll get down on all fours and watch it as I come down and crush the cars, you know. Balloons, he done put balloons under his head. I sit on his head, the balloon pop. Oh my God, he used to love it all. He ordered the whole DVD collection of Face Sitting. He had to sit there and watch it, and he wanted to try it. He wanted me to wear different textures, stockings, denim, leggings, silk panties, lace panties. He loved the different textures, and he would sit on his chair. Well, he would sit on the floor and lean his head back in the chair, and I would straddle over him and would sit in a chair like you really were shaking the chair on top of his head. That's normal, right? But he said he likes the fact that when he's looking, it starts to get dark. He's focused on the ass, and when it's coming down, it starts to get dark, and then we're on there. He likes the pressure. He wants me to lift my feet up, put all my weight on him, as much weight as I can, distribute on my ass. That's what I was to do. So I would lift my feet up in the air, lean back as much as I could. You know, he turned his head to the side. I'll sit there, had a mirror, a full-length mirror. He would turn his head and look in the mirror and just watch me sit on him. And I would gladly do it, bounce up and down. Then he got me to start talking mess about it. you know, you lie at, you want to get up. No, I'm not getting up, you know. We did have our little codes and stuff like that, and we had our little, he did little gestures when he wanted to get up. But let me tell you what happened. One time I did it, and he was on the ottoman, which was kind of low, right? So I get there, and I got comfortable. I think that's what happened. I got comfortable on the ottoman because now it wasn't such a struggle to, you know, balance myself, and, you know, the chair's kind of high. But he was there laying in. I got comfortable, had my feet up, bouncing up and down and everything, and he passed out on me. OMG. See, that experience right there is no bueno. No bueno. He passed out on me. Heart sinked. My heart sinked to the bottom of my stomach. My heart was down to the bottom of my stomach. And I didn't know what to do. You know, I mean, I smacked him around a bit, and that's kind of fun. But I was like, listen, I'll wipe everything off and I will leave your house. Don't. He woke up drooling, like, what happened? Like, nigga, you passed out. But I'm just saying, white guy, do that matter? Whatever. Shout out to Freddie Mac. That's his name, Freddie Mac. Out in Long Island. it was fun, but we'll see. So, I had my bag of tricks. I had the leggings in there, the vinyl ones. I had panties, all different types of panties, ruffles on them. He liked all that stuff. He liked it. You know, I didn't have to get bare with no sex involved. It was just me literally sitting on his face. That's it. So that's what got me interested into it. So, hey, why not? But anyway, that's just my experience with it. You know, I had a couple of more experiences out there. I met a guy nosebleed once. He was into the foot fetish. And I didn't know. He didn't warn me. And he went down there and started playing with my foot, and I'm ticklish. So I kicked him. And it, like, up his nose, and the nose was bleeding, and a whole lot of blood carrying on. You gotta let somebody know. You can't just go down there and start playing with feet. That's not normal. That's not how it works. You gotta warn people ahead of time. I'm just saying. Anyway, folks, download the mobile app, Phone Fantasy Radio, Google, Android, Apple, iTunes, Amazon Fire. Phone, Amazon, Kindle Fire, BlackBerry. We out there, folks. We out there, so definitely do that. We're talking about what the kink. If you got a story you want to share, foot fetish, ass fetish, penis fetish, anything of that nature that you think is just odd, you want to talk about it, by all means, call up 805-830-8320. Shout out to the 323 who's tuned in right now. They keep calling in and big shout outs to them. We got Russ and Brick and somebody else in the chat room. Shout out to them. And I'm going to take another break. And we come back, we're going to continue the conversation because that's what we do. It's the Honey Suite, Full Flavor Tuesdays, Crushing After Dark. Be right back.
I can't wait to have your time. You know the pleasure is mine. I'm so intrigued by your seven. It's so enticing, girl, I declare. The way you look when you smile. When you smile, as my heart racing 1,000 miles. The way you such a peace puts my mind in a place that's different. You are beauty and it's natural peace. My future, my queen, my destiny.
I never met her at all.
Welcome back to the Honey Sweet Crushing After Dark. I'm your hostess, Miss La Crush Hearts, and we are about that What the Kink life right now. That right there, well, no, I'm lying. The track before was Lowry, independent artist, Lowry Edwards on Facebook, but Lowry with My Infatuation. And cool brother, friend of the show, always comes through, show us love. I see I got my call from across the pond. He finally made it to the airwaves. Hey, Russ.
Hello, baby.
How are you doing, love?
Is my microphone okay?
Yes, it's fine.
Okay, Lynn. That's good. So, how is everyone? All right?
I'm good.
Okay, that's cool. Right, so you're talking about fetishes.
Mm-hmm. You got a couple?
Well, I don't know if it's a fetish. I mean, the thing is, I've always had a fetish, and I will cover myself, and I will, before I go any further, this might be offensive to a lot of sisters, and it might be offensive to a lot of brothers, but I just love a black woman's ass.
You like the booty?
Yeah, in America, the booty, or ass, as we say. But, now, like I say, a lot of brothers might not like that because they might think it's disrespecting their women, because I hear that a lot. A lot of sisters might not like it because they think it's disrespecting them and only seeing them as objects. But you asked me, so I'm telling you. Yeah, I just love a black...
All you have to do is share it. It's all good.
Yeah, I don't... The thing is, with a black woman's ass, it doesn't matter if it's skinny, if it's fat, if it's in the middle, it does not matter. It's always sexy. Now, when you get a white woman's ass, if it's fat, it looks fat. There's no shape, but a black woman's ass still has that shape. If it's fat, it's like, you've got a fat ass crush, but you've still got that shape. Only a black woman can have that.
Oh.
So if it's skinny, fat, medium, sounds like a hamburger, really. Whatever. It's always got that shape. And obviously the colour, I love that too.
Right.
So yeah, there you go.
Okay. Is it, I really don't know. I need to redo this show, and I'm going to find an expert to come on and really give us the rundown. Because right now we're just spitting it and talking about it and, just having a conversation. But I think this is something we need to get in depth with. So I need to have somebody that's really into that life and really bring them to the show. What do you think?
What I think is a shame I'm not in Brooklyn. Because then, I could come there and do the light show with you and on air.
No, that wouldn't happen. Don't give nobody no ideas. That's not going to happen, guys. Nope, not about that life. Meet you at Starbucks.
No, me. If I got the plane from England to Brooklyn, I'm sure you would make allowances for me if I'm getting the plane. So, well, I'm sure if I buy you something nice. Anyway,
try to bribe me. I'm going to meet you at McDonald's. They got free Wi-Fi.
Okay, then we do it. We're doing the toilets there then.
Ew, no.
Yeah, so that's, but apart from that, Feet don't interest me. Ears don't interest me.
Somebody told me they had a tongue fetish, and they asked me to do a collage of pictures. Because I'm always throwing a picture out there with my tongue. So they wanted me to put together a collage of me sticking out my tongue. I mean, they pay for it. I'm not going to deny you if you pay for it.
Right.
I didn't know that was a fetish. Did somebody else had a fetish for underarms?
Underarms, yeah.
Yeah, right. Really? What are you going to put your penis? I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
Tell you.
Well, it would cure a lot of teenage pregnancies.
If it was just that simple, right?
But what I don't understand is, like, some men have a toe fetish. Now, in the summer, when women wear sandals or summer shoes, whatever you call them, that must be one 24/7 orgasm. Because they're seeing it everywhere. I don't understand that. You would see it on the bus, on a train. That wouldn't make sense to me.
Well, I guess, that's like, you look at can't touch situation. See them, but they got to do more than, I guess, see them. They got to be more experienced to touch them.
Oh,
lick them,
massage them
and stuff like that. But it's not, if it's not that, like, you can walk around and...
Have you ever had a toe-shell?
A what?
A toe-shell. It's like the toe version of a facial.
Yes.
You've had a toe-shell?
Yes.
Did you like that?
No.
Nah.
It was messy.
I don't like messy.
But yeah, I have. I told you the guy just wanted to sit there and he was rubbing my feet. He wanted me to rub my feet on him and caress his chest and his nut. That's what he wanted me to do. He came on my feet.
He came on your feet. What he wants, he gets. Yeah, that's right. And what did he do after?
Cleaned up and left.
So he didn't.
There's nothing to do with it. You're done. Just clean and leave.
So he didn't.
You're gonna baby wipe it. You're gonna buy your neck.
That's right. You should have made him lick it off. You should have made him lick it off.
I would have thrown up on that. I got a very weak stomach.
I must admit, I must admit, even when I've come on my own stomach, to me that is sick. I don't like it.
Mm-hmm. It feels messy.
I run to the shower,
throw hot water on your feet.
Especially if you're over the park.
So how was that? He came and he left. And he was like, "That was great, thank you." His name was Jay. And he had such pretty eyes. His name was Jay, and he had very pretty eyes. The lashes, he had very pretty eyes. And he was a chef.
Okay.
He's a chef. He had his own little catering business. And, he threw together events for people. He charged $200 a plate. That was Jay.
Just don't eat the ice cream.
Jay the foot fetish, so.
Yeah, so what about you, Crush? I mean, what is your, apart from the dick, what do you like? Is it toes, fingers? You like beards, apparently.
You know what? I don't know. At this point, I don't know. Because I've been in the process of, relearning what it is that I like, that I'm attracted to. Cause it's not the same thing I like when I was 21. In that part of our transitioning, I'm still trying to figure out what it is that I like. Because I don't do I like beards. I like facial hair. I like the I like hair. That I do. I like hair, but I'm not over obsessed with it. I'm not gonna die if I don't have hair in me or on you or something like that. So. I don't know. I'm still trying to learn it. And, as you get older, you experience different people, experience different things. So, you know, your preference change.
I thought of another one, actually. I nearly forgot it. I don't know how I did. But my second one is a woman's afro. Seriously, I love... You don't see it that much anymore, obviously. But in London, over here in London, it's coming back. You see a lot of black women now with the afro, like from the 60s and 70s. Now, I was hoping this would come back in the 90s, because when I saw the Fugees video for Killing Me Softly, and you see Lauryn Hill sitting in the cinema, and she had like a type of afro, I was hoping that would bring it back into fashion, but it didn't really happen. It didn't really happen. But it is now. I don't know about New York or the rest of America, but in London, where I live, you see a lot of black women with an afro, and I think it's really sexy. I love it. Because I love watching the old 70s movies, and, you know, like the Shaft movies, and what's the actress's name? I forgot her name. Who was in a lot of the black exploitation movies? What's her name? The actress.
Oh.
Oh, you do know.
Pam
Grier. And I mean, I normally like black women a bit darker than her. She's a bit too light for me. You know, I like black women with your skin color. But anyway, I love the afro. I just think it's sexy. I love it. Is that a fetish? I don't know.
I don't know.
Looking at it. I love an afro. So bring back the afros. Or even if it's a fake afro, even if it's a wig one, whatever. I want to see black women. I want to see you. I want to see Brick. I want to see Lady
afro?
C. I want to see afros. I want it to come back.
Hello, Brick. Welcome.
What's up, everybody? No, you're not going to see an afro. No.
Oh, it's brilliant.
Rick, we can go get the wigs.
No, you see, we don't do that no more, Russ. We don't do that.
No, but you should do. You should do, you see. What's all this about? Black women today trying to look white. Black women trying to have blonde hair. Black women trying to... I mean... Beyonce's getting whiter every day. Rihanna's getting whiter every day. What's happening?
I don't know. That's another conversation.
I don't know, Russ, but we're not trying to look like white women.
You're not.
At least not me.
You're not, and Crush is not, but many are. All his sisters out doing it for themselves. Today they're trying to look like bloody crackers.
But it takes a lot to maintain an afro, Russ. It's not just let it grow wild. It's got to be combed and shaped and maintained, you know? It's a lot.
None of us are trained for that. You know, that's the thing with natural hair. It's just as the maintenance is just as, or if not more, than it is with the permed hair or a weave hairstyle. But like you said, I can go get a wig that's afro puffed out. It might be orange, but I'll get one, and I'll take a photo for you. How about that life? I love playing dress-up now, so I got my 2015 sunglasses on and a nice big old puffy afro, and I'll do the New Harlem gig for you.
Do you know what? I thought that the afro was easier to do. I never knew that. I never knew that it was difficult. I thought
it's very hard to maintain.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
I thought, because it started
product.
In the 60s. I thought women had it in the 60s because it was like a feeling of a symbol of liberation. I thought that's why they had it. I thought it because it was easier. Because in the 40s and 50s, black women had their hair straightened. And I thought the idea of the 60s was to become liberated. So I thought it was easier. I never knew that. So
it's letting your hair run wild like that and grow wild, but it still has to maintain a shape. So you've got to shape that. And what when you lay down, you got to get up and puff that stuff back out. And it's a lot that goes into it, Russ, a lot. And it was a sign of liberation. It was a sign of basically kind of thumbing your nose at the government. Have you seen the movie Hair, Russ?
With the Chris Rock movie.
No, not that. The old 70s movie, 60s, 70s movie called Hair.
No, no.
You need to get that video. Get that DVD, Russ, and watch Hair.
Oh, look! I'll look it up on the internet. Yeah, I will.
That's when the hippies let their hair grow long. The men were walking around with long hair, and it was frowned upon back then. But Jimi Hendrix grew out his afro. Afros were a sign of rebellion, basically.
Yeah.
Against the you know, the norm, the standard norm.
Well,
so that's why they grew their hair out wild like that. But it wasn't.
Well,
and then, you know, the afro was a sign of solidarity as well.
Yeah,
you know, if you notice, a lot of those pics have the fist.
Yeah.
You know, those pics, it was like a sign of, you know, solidarity.
Yeah.
So.
Because if you look at the time before that, you had Nat King Cole. He had his hair straightened. Nat King Cole was one. He had his straight hair, like a white man. And also...
I wouldn't say straightened.
Nat King Cole was...
There was maybe... Well, back in those days, they were chemically relaxing their hair.
Yeah.
So I guess it was okay. Waves or whatever like that. Yeah.
Sammy Davis Jr., he did the same. But like you say, after that, they was growing it out. So it was a finger up to the government. That's right.
Actually, Sammy Davis Jr., I think he just had good hair.
Brick, we were talking about what the kink. And, you know, I've experienced the face sitting, the ass worship, the foot fetish, and I was just talking about my experiences and such. What about you? Have you experienced that? Do you have a fetish?
Well, I have a fetish. Yes, I do. Well, you know my fetish, Crust. You know what I dabble in and what I get into. But I'm into the S&M, the BDSM stuff, you know. I'm into that, and I guess that you could say that's my fetish. You know, being a dom, I guess that's basically a fetish, I'm guessing. You know, I get a thrill from it. I like it. It excites me. And it's interesting. You meet a lot of different crazy people, but, you know, it's interesting. I enjoy it. I think it's a wonderful pastime for me, and it's physically stimulating. It's sexually stimulating to me as well. So, I guess you can call that a fetish. You know.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've had situations where, you know, I've had a sub, and, you know, it's gotten real. I'm not gonna get too into it, but it's gotten real. It's an acquired thing. A lot of people, one thing I want to, you know, clear up about, you know, the whole lifestyle, it's not as cut and dry as a lot of people believe it to be. A lot of people say, oh, all you do is, you know, beat people. It's so much more than just, you know, that is just like one minor, tiny, tiny aspect of the whole dynamic. So it's not just, you know, spanking somebody. It's not about that. It's about... It's a lifestyle. It's a way to live. It's, you know, it's a way that people choose to live. You know, unfortunately, I'm only able to dabble in the, you know, the lifestyle every, just when I get the opportunity to. But you have some people that live this way as a way of life, and they love it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, kudos to them. And anyone that's been to New York and has been to Greenwich Village, they know exactly what I'm talking about, how you actually see people leading people around with collars around their necks and stuff like that. And this is the standard norm. Nobody does double takes. Nobody does, hey, what's that? You know, it's normal. So people actually live that way, and they enjoy it, and they like it. So other than that, that's basically my fetish, you know. I enjoy being a dom. That's it.
Cool. Yeah. Cool. Mm-hmm. Whip his ass. No, I'm just playing. That's plain. That's an interesting thing, because at one point you had a stable.
Yes.
You had a stable. You had multiple men who played different roles, and they were your.
Yeah, the same one is back in effect. And I reopened the new one.
Uh-huh.
So far, I have three.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking about taking maybe one more, and that'll be it. I just won four. So,
oh.
Yeah, the stable is back into effect, and the bitterbits movement, it continues. it continues
right.
on as we continue on. Ew. It's still going on, but, yeah.
Oh,
it's all
okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I'm silly for the Dom life. I laugh too much for it. But I can
oh,
tell
come
people,
on. You always say that. I don't believe so.
But I can tell other people, though. I do instruct other people, and they ask me, like, oh, should I do this? No, don't do that. Do this. You know, don't do that. Don't do it like that. Do it like this. I do instruct my friends on it, but me, I can't do it for myself. I can't
you
do
can
it
do
for
it.
Myself. I need to find a dude that would be submissive to me. I really do need to find him.
It's so easy to find a sub. It's not hard at all. Come on.
I need
very
somebody
easy.
To come clean my house.
You need somebody to what?
Come clean my house.
Sign that's a slave. Clean. That's something different from a sub.
I need somebody to come clean my house.
So then what you
want
is a slave?
No, I'm just saying. I want somebody to come clean my house.
So I had a sub the other day.
Huh? You had
a
Subway the other
slaves,
day?
Is that?
I had a Hawaiian sub from Subway the other day. Is that the same thing?
A sub and what?
A Hawaiian sub in Subway. It was quite nice. It had pineapple, ham.
Disgusting. You know what, Russ. I don't know what I'm going to do with you. But now that I got 205, what was with the wheelbarrow? I
Brick,
just had to ask that.
Brick, seriously,
huh?
Brick, how long have you been doing this? Because you never mentioned this to me a few years back when we spoke on Facebook. You never mentioned it. Is this a new thing?
Well, it's not something that I mention all the time, you know? I mean, it's what it is. I mean, if you want to know more, then we'll talk offline, Russ.
Yeah, but I was just wondering, so it's not a new thing then, like you just suddenly started
oh, no,
doing?
Oh, no, this is not new at all.
Oh, right. Oh, sounds good. Yeah, sounds good.
Mm-hmm. I need a handy Mandy for his oh, my God.
Okay.
All right, folks. Sunday night, it's the Brick House with Brick, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 90 minutes
mm-hmm.
of political conversation. What's on the agenda Sunday night? Love?
Okay, we're going to cover what we didn't cover last week, and that is where the topic will be Reverend Al Sharpton. Anyone in the New York, United States area, we all know who Reverend Al Sharpton is. If you don't, you will know.
Oh, I know.
He is a political activist. I wouldn't even say political. He's an activist. And what he does is he goes around and he champions, he's like the voice of the voiceless, basically. When people
mm-hmm.
are victims of crimes concerning police brutality, concerning any type of misjustice from a major entity like the police, FBI, whatever it may be, he steps in and he intervenes on behalf of the family. He's like a family, he's like a spokesperson. And a lot of people have accused Reverend Al Sharpton of being an opportunist and a grandstander. So we're going to ask the question, is this man really a help or a hindrance, basically? Does he help you or does he hinder? Does he help you get results or does he hinder anyone from taking you seriously because he has a track record that is not too great concerning situations like this? So we're going to chop that up. We're going to talk about Reverend Al Sharpton and see if everyone believes that he is a help or a hindrance.
I tell you something, Brick, that sounds a good show. But what I want to know is, and I'm being serious, I never recognised him the last time. Because he's lost so much weight. I don't understand how you can go from being really, really big to really, really skinny. It looks strange to me. I know it's irrelevant to what you're talking about, but
mm-hmm.
I don't
Well, he's had gastric bypass
loss.
Surgery, and that will make you skinny.
Oh, right, okay. I just wondered. All right. But that
sounds
good.
Yeah, that's
good.
Well,
he probably
has
a health condition as well. So they, at that older age, kind of diabetes, like that, he had to change his diet habits. But that's another topic altogether. Okay, so that's expect for Sunday. Next Monday is Musically Inclined. It's going to be my playlist night. So if you got any songs you would like to hear that night, go ahead and send me your tracks over or send me a list over, and we'll have it jumping. You know, anything is welcome. Next Tuesday at 9 p.m. on the Honey Suite, it's in the locker room, our manly discussion with a featured male co-host to come in that night, and we're still trying to decide the topic. I have two different topics. Somebody suggests possessive women as a topic, and also pay-for-play sex, a male perspective, paying for sex. So we'll decide it. We'll let you know. Stay tuned. We're on Facebook, facebook.com/WRPF Radio. Our website, scroll to the top of the page. If you're there now, you can get all our to air, right? Twitter, Google+, Instagram, YouTube, everything is up there. Download our mobile app and everything in between. And I'm saying, enjoy your week. Keep it cute. You know, we had a very good decent time tonight, but I'm not going to stay on much longer. I'm going to go ahead and play some music. And we'll convene Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern. How's that sound?
All right.
I believe y'all with spoken word. Big shout out to Larry and JG Juggernaut and Kyrie. I'm trying to get him on the show. And Inspire Walker, The Force, they came on yesterday. We had a good time. I appreciate that. So without further ado, everybody, any last words, Russ? Any shout outs you want to give?
I want to give a shout out to Crush Brick, Lady C, Drama Princess, and I mean this with the utmost respect, up above to Black Reporter.
Nice. What about you, Lee?
What can I say after that? I mean, what can I say? But basically, give a shout out to everybody out there who listens to the show, who supports us by downloading the show, who come to the chat room faithfully like Russ, for people who post on the PFR radio page, all of y'all, thank you very much for the love. We're going to do it up even bigger in February. Got a lot of good stuff coming up, and I just want to give a shout out to everybody who listens. Shout out to Melissa, and a shout out to Big City. Big City will be in the show soon, but shout out to him as well. And shout out to you, first, the landlady of the building.
Thank you. Shout out to everybody. And listen, because right, I will be doing some big things this year. I'm going to have T-shirts made up. So all my supporters, I got a pricing on the T-shirt. So I'm a, you know, you may have to donate to the pot. Just let you know, you donate to the pot, but you'll get a discount. And, you know, we're going to have T-shirts available, mugs available. I'm even thinking about getting the wristbands, you know, and buttons. I want to do wristbands and buttons so you can let people know, you know, shout us out, represent for us in your neck of the woods. You know, it'll be a minimum donation of $3 for each. So when I get that it works, I'm going to definitely have things popping. 2015 is getting big, y'all. It's getting big. We ready. I'm ready.
I'll say one more thing,
please. This year, stay focused and stay consistent. What's that last thing you want to say, sir?
It's this. I want to rock right now. I'm Russ. I came to get down. I'm not internationally known, but me, Brick, and Crush rock the microphone.
Because I get stupid. Stay away from me. Cause contagious. Yes, I win. No, not loser. To be an MC is what I choose. Oh, sorry.
Wow, I like that.
Yeah, I know about
that.
I like that, Russ. Thank you for that. That was nice.
going, Russ. Ew.
And can I, seriously, can I do a homage to Francis? Is that allowed, please?
What?
To Black Reporter?
Uh-huh.
So we do miss him, and I'm a bit, you know, this is the last time I'll do it.
Okay.
Black Reporter.
Shout out to Black Reporter. It has been long.
Shout out to Black Reporter.
Free Audi.
It has been lonely without Black Reporter. I'm not even going to front. Not even going to
front.
Paradise, sir. Rest in paradise. Oh, I know that number. I know that number, but I don't know that number. You ever had that experience? Like, I know that number.
All
I see
time.
A number. I think I know it. Huh?
That happens all the time.
Yeah, like, I know that number, but I don't know that number. But shout out to that number. Shout out to the 917 that just tuned in.
Shout out to that number.
Yeah, I know that number. Shout out to the number. It's 917 who just tuned in. We about to head on out of here. We out in 2000 and I know who that is. Hey, boo boo. I know who that number is now. Hey, boo boo.
Hey.
I was like, I know that number. How are you doing, Charisma? That's Charisma. Charisma.
Hello, Charisma.
Hey, Charisma.
Hi.
She's out of town right now in Alabama. Miss me some Charisma. Yeah. Do that number. You at the end of the show, Charisma's about to hang up.
I know, right? I just looked at the clock, girl, and it passed me by.
Watching the damn reality shows.
You know it, girl.
I know what it is. Let me ask you, Charisma, before we go. We were talking about fetishes, foot fetish, ass fetish, all that. Do you have any fetish or anybody who has a fetish for you?
Mm-mm.
No? No fetish?
No.
All right. Plead the fifth. Okay. You plead the fifth. Anyway, we are definitely headed out this time, folks. Tune in Sunday night, 7 p.m. Eastern. We got Brick with the Brick House talking about Al Sharpton. We got Black History Month coming. We got Men Talk coming. Parental Guidance is coming up again. And we'll be talking about the talk on that. We know that for a fact. You know, police brutality, pregnancy, sex, you know, you're a parent out there, your kid just turned 13, your kid just turned 16, they want to have sex, they're interested in sex, and you have to have these different talks out there. So that's what we're looking for. So parents, I need you to call in, represent 805-830-8320. Hit me on Facebook if you would like to be a guest. I'm part of the guest panel and such. Definitely do appreciate y'all for tuning in. Thanks, Brick. Thanks, Russ. Thanks, Charisma. And shout out to Tim once again on Facebook who stopped by, and a few others who stopped by. Appreciate the support. All right, folks. I'm out. I'm going to play some nighttime maneuvers by request.
Yes.
Howdy.
JG. The juggernaut.
I know y'all don't mind when I get a little juggernauty. You know what? This might even be nasty, but this is just kind of the way I'm feeling. Nighttime maneuvers. I got her in the sweetest torture rack. Call me the freaky Lex Luger. And tonight, I'm on an in-her mission. There'll be no intermission. Just a few deep breaths as we change positions. I sex her like a concert. She hits the high notes and I get to listen. I pay attention. And when I find that spot, I become the key to her orgasmic ignition. I pretzel her. She's a contortionist that can turn sex into an art exhibition while trying to suck me into submission. Baby girl, don't play. I stretch her, flex her, sex her, like a pornographic Cirque du Soleil. Now she know I like that nasty shit. I call her Kentucky Derby because of the way she rides dick. She loves the nighttime maneuvers, begs me to play rough. Her badge of honor are her bruises. She's enthused with my masculinity and the way it causes her womanly oozes. She meets me in nondescript places so we can exchange fuck faces. And if the cops found out what we do, we'd both catch cases. She don't need special places. She ain't about embraces. She's about leather and laces. High heels, harnesses, and braces. A good orgasm and the stress it erases. She earthquake shakes. Splinters bedposts and shatters vases. She calls me a black motherfucker and she ain't a racist. I can't get complacent. She makes sure I stay up on it. She put baby oil on the shower curtain, lay it on the bed. Then we slip and slide through this night ride. Leave hickeys on her right thigh that bring tears of ecstasy to her right eye. Off the white Merlot potions, she will turn the bed sheets into oceans. Dividing her thighs gives me this quotient. The emotion of our motion creates commotion. I give her orgasm spasms, the most beautifulest convulsions. Our intense compulsion leaves us in a state of emotion. See, we're mixed together, but not quite. And we'll be at this all night. The way that I do her, the way that I do her must move her. But I guess that's what this all about, right? Nighttime maneuvers.
Recite a piece about how I would love to massage your vaginal walls with every inch of my firmness, or eat you slowly as if you were a pair of edible underwear slightly melted by the heat that we create under the bedroom floor. It would be easy for me to tell you what I would do to you if you were covered with whipped cream from head to toe, how my tongue would create a diagram from your legs to your breasts and right back down to your diaphragm, nice and slow. What I would do to you if you gave me the opportunity to recreate the Kama Sutra with you as a test subject. Baby, would that make you wet? It would be easy for me to describe how a sexual session with me would set your orgasms free, as if you were a Hebrew slave. Or how it would be my mission for my multiple positions to give your dead sex drive new life, like Lazarus when he rose from the grave. Don't think this is blasphemy. Baby, all you have to do is ask of me. I'll be done. Yeah, baby, it's that easy. But it's hard for me to get you to see that you are so much more than what the last man led you to believe. And it's hard for me to make you see that freedom is just outside that open cage. All you have to do, baby, is spread your wings and leave. But he's got you believing that you were nothing with him, and even less without him. When the truth of the matter is that you are everything to me, and I am nothing without you. And it's hard for me to play my position on the sidelines knowing that your natural resources are being wasted on someone who doesn't appreciate the gift that you are. You see, dude would rather go to strokers and stroke her until his pockets are empty. And I would rather stroke your mind until your mental masturbates, then turn right around and stroke your body gently, the way you love me to, until you and I are both done and empty. And it's hard for me to see you playing these childish games with a little boy disguised as a man. I guess you've been shopping at Toys R Us for so long that you forgot what a real man is. And since dude's been playing with your emotions for so long, get with me. And I'll show you my game plan on how you and I can raise a couple of kids. Yeah, baby, it is what it is. It's that easy. And it's that easy because you know what I want. And it's that easy. Because I know what I need. And I'm saying that you need me like I need you. So stop being hard on yourself, baby. And let me make your life easier.
Thank you. Hi, this is one half of the True Brothers, Ray Gage. Do you need a website for your business or organization? Well, check out my friends at Crush Creations Web Production and Services. They put together our website over at TrueBrothersRadio.com, and it's been getting rave reviews. Whether it's custom graphics, website design and development, to social media consultation, Crush Creations has the tools and the talent to help make your website a hit. Even if you're managing your own website, Crush Creations offers support services such as Web Concierge and tech support services to help make your life a little bit easier. Give them a call at 855-360-8616. That's 855-360-8616. Or go online at www.crushcreations.com. Crush Creations Web Production Services. They have the tools and the talent to help make your website a hit.